Thanks for listening. This is the final segment of episode 3. This is part 3 of 3 with Dr. Stephen Tyers, learning his opinions and his thoughts on Bill C-51 and what we can do about it. Other countries have rejected this. Australia adopted this model, and look what happened to them. They've only got 4 manufacturers. So many of the products that were available are gone. But New Zealand rejected this this model, and New Zealand still has a very, very, very healthy natural health products industry. And we can do that too in Canada. And the way I see it is that we shouldn't just be, when we're emailing our MPs and when we're talking to, you know, when we're writing letters and we're telling people, you know, what to do, we shouldn't just say stop Bill C-51, because that's not providing a solution. If they're getting all these letters saying, I'm against Bill C-51, then they're going to say, okay, so what? Say that you want to bring back Bill C-420, because now you're providing a solution to the problem. You're not just, you know, bitching. You're providing a solution, and I think that's important.
Absolutely important. You know, we need certain systems in place, but we have to be commonsensical and realistic. There's no way that anybody should be able to take away natural supplements from us and make us totally reliant on pharmaceuticals. It's wrong. It's against our human rights. And frankly, I think anyone that votes for it should be embarrassed, and any Canadians that don't, or Americans, when it comes time for them, if they don't step up and fight it right away, they're going to have to live with it. And living with it is not something that's going to be fun.
And also, even if you're listening to this and you are an American, you should be concerned as well. And I would still call our government up here and say you're an American and you're concerned about, you know, the friendly neighbor north of the border, and make your voice heard too.
It's kind of funny how the big push that all these companies have signed on to Codex, how the big push is now hitting Canada before it really blasts into the States.
The U.S. has a different, it's more difficult, and that's what's funny, because the Conservative Party, which has its roots in the Reform Party of Canada and then the Alliance, and they've always promoted more democracy. Their motto is less government is best government. They're more, they want a triple E Senate, which is elected, effective, and what's the other E?
Oh, I'm not a politician, don't ask me.
But anyways, they were asking for a second house, just like in the States. In the States, a bill gets passed, then it goes to Congress, and it has to get passed again. Right, sober second thought. That doesn't happen in Canada.
It's a system of checks.
It's a system of checks and balances. Yeah. Exactly. But that's one of the reasons why in the United States Codex is.
I'll tell you another reason. Because we're Canadians. You know, I remember a joke that I heard when I was living in Texas. They said, "How can you tell if you're in a restaurant? How can you tell who's a Canadian when you're waiting in line to get seated? Well, if you step on their foot and they say sorry." That's the Canadian. We have people step on us all the time, and we always say sorry. We end up just going with the flow and taking it.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we're having to put up this fight, because if they roll through us thinking Canadians are pushovers, that we're just going to sit back and take it and go with the flow, it's going to make it easier for them to roll over all the other countries and have these checks and balances in place. And it's a little upsetting.
I think you're right. I think Canadians, they go to the polls and vote. High percentage of Canadians vote.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they vote and then they forget about it.
It's a done deal.
And they trust their MP to make the best decision on their behalf. And you know, in cases like this, it's something that we're going to be thinking about it again soon, because there's going to be an election coming up, because it is a minority government, and it's inevitable. It's going to happen very soon. But in the States, there's also a very, very, very strong natural health movement as well.
Absolutely.
And you know, in American politics, for good or for bad, is all about lobbying. And you know, there's a strong natural health lobby group down there, just as there is, you know, strong pharmaceutical lobby group. So it's a little bit of a paradigm war down in the States. And in Canada, it's not quite as strong. It's
people aren't quite as vocal. You know, I'd rather go buy vitamin C from my neighbor who owns the local nutrition store than have to jump the border to go to a big American chain and buy it there and then bring it back across the border. Of course, maybe they'll stop us from bringing it into the country altogether. Who knows? But really, honestly, anybody that's listening, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family. If you have parents that you care about, kids you care about, neighbors you care about, all the loved ones are going to be affected. Anyone that you care about, you need to have a discussion about this bill with them. You need to get as many people mobilized as possible and people getting off their butts and getting some action going. Because if you don't, all of those people that you bring to mind when I say, who do you really love and care about, they're the ones that are going to be suffering. And guess what? This bill is going to take away your self-empowerment to actually render help. You won't be able to say, hey, you know what? You're a little upset? Take a digestive enzyme. Maybe that's going to help your stomach calm down. You won't even be able to make the recommendation because there's nowhere for them to go to get it except their doctor. And guess what? There's going to be more people lining up for basic stuff at the doctor's office. If you think it's busy now, it's going to get even worse. So if you really, really care about all your loved ones and everyone living in this country, you need to be able to step up, find some way to do some positive action, and do your part. Otherwise, we're all going to suffer. And I can't even begin to describe how far that suffering is going to be reaching. It opens the doors for so many things. We're risking losing our human rights, and we really need to step up as Canadians and say, hey, we're not gonna say sorry because Big Brother's stepping on our toes. We're gonna say, get off my foot. This isn't right.
And ever since this bill was tabled on our show on CFund 1410 AM in Vancouver, it's also on www.cfund.com. Live 9 a.m. on Sunday morning Pacific time. But we've been getting emails because we've been really talking about this bill and promoting the move to the previous bill, BC 420. But we've been getting emails constantly about people who when they've listened to the show and they've heard about what Bill C-51 really is, they've given us examples about how they've gone through the pharmaceutical options and some of them were allergic to these drugs that they were given, and they turned to the natural health food store and to a naturopath and to various other practitioners who had found a natural way to solve their problem. Now if that wasn't available, some of these people are saying that they probably wouldn't have made it.
Oh, you're right.
That it would have cost them their life. And on the other side of the coin, quality of life. Quality of life is vastly improved by a large number of people because they have access to natural health products.
Absolutely.
And it's, the whole thing just doesn't make any sense.
It does if you're a businessman looking from the outside in, because that's what it's all about.
Oh, no, it makes sense from the point of view of a few monopolistic companies that are trying to control an industry, but for a government to bring this on their people, an elected government, who campaigned in favor of the natural health products industry and as part of their election promises, and was coming from the point of view of, like I was said before, less government is best government, more democracy, not less democracy. It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
And it doesn't make any sense for the consumer, because, whatever's left at the end of 10 years from now, after Bill C-51 passes, whatever's left is going to cost about 4 to 5 times more than
at
what
least.
You can buy it now, at least that. You may have to get a prescription for anything that's over, 200 milligrams of vitamin C. It's taking away your choice. It's taking away your access to information and to take control of your own health. And maybe even a show like our show without, health empowerment, maybe that'll be restricted.
Well, most likely, because education is half the battle. And if people aren't educated, they don't know any different. They'll just follow along.
Croft Woodruff, he's a very knowledgeable orthomolecular specialist, if you will. And he may be deemed doing a controlled activity every Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
I don't know where it's going to end. I really, really, truly hope everybody gets the idea and that they need to step up and do something, get better educated, listen to the podcast, listen to the radio show, get on the web, merithealth.ca, find out what we're up to, get yourself educated, and figure out how you can stop it from happening.
The website's www.omirahealth.com, and we do have some information on Bill C-51 on there. You can click a link to join the Natural Health Product Protection Association, which is very important. And even more important than that, just call your MP, call the Minister of Health. I can email you all that information. Email me at info@omirahealth.com, and I'll give you the list of everybody that you can contact to help stop Bill C-51.
Time to step up and do your part. If you have questions and concerns, make sure you let us know. We can address it on the next podcast. Please do get involved. Take the time to be proactive, and let's make sure that we, you know, protect our human rights and do what's right for our family and neighbors.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Thanks for having me on. It's appreciated.
You bet. Thanks for listening. That was the final segment with Dr. Steve Tyers on Bill C-51. Stay tuned for more episodes with more experts in the field of natural health at www.foodsarenotdrugs.com.